Hey GW, it's me. It's August 2nd, 2012. It's almost 11. I'm getting ready for bed. I had to boo you tonight because I had to tell you about my dream last night. That's right, I dreamt of you again. It's been a while. But I remember waking up and saying, come back, come back. I know I sound like Titanic, right? This is a really strange one. We were good. We didn't do nothing wrong. We were in a bed. I know this sounds weird, but we were in a big bed, and we were both dressed, and we were both laying down next to each other. I could just see it like it was yesterday, like it just happened. It felt so real, GW. You had pants on, a shirt. Your shirt was opened. I was laying next to you, fully clothed. I had my head on your shoulder, towards your chest. You had your arm around me. You pulled me in really tight and had your hand on my head. And all we did was talk. That's all I remember. I do remember looking up into your face and you looked down. I saw that sparkle in your eye I always saw. That smile. Just like the look I always saw when I last saw you on the train. When we used to look side to side at each other and smile. You know that look I'm talking about. I do remember saying, GW, what are we doing here? And you said, we're not doing nothing wrong. We're relaxing. I said, why are we here though? And you said, because we are. And I was like, okay. I saw you had some hair on your chest, so I started playing with it. That's the worst thing I did. I think that's very sexy in a man. And yes, I would play with a man's hairy chest. It felt so real, GW. It felt so real. I remember just saying, I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap. When I turned over, and then I turned back to look at you, you were gone. And that's when I looked around and said, where'd he go? Come back. You know why, GW? Because it was the most wonderful feeling I've ever felt. Just like that most wonderful feeling I felt every time I saw you on the train in the morning. You did always make me feel that way. I felt so warm. I remember the touch of your skin. It was very soft. And your big hands. It was cradling my head. It was the most safest, comfortest feeling I've ever felt in my life. And it was a dream. Only me. I guess I really do miss you. I was thinking the other day how much I miss just spending time with you face to face talking. I guess I had a dream about it. It's like we go in our dreams into another world, like a third dimensional. Who knows? Maybe they really do happen. We don't know. We're sleeping. But if that's the case, I'll meet you there tonight. We did nothing wrong. It was like two loving friends just hanging out like best buds, holding each other. It was the most wonderful feeling I've ever felt. That's all I remember. I really do miss you, don't I? Anyway, my friend, I'm going inside to go to bed. I'm tired. Maybe I'll see you in dreamland again. I promise to be good like I was last night. Like always, GW, thanks for listening. And thanks for being my friend. My special friend. I'll always adore you. Hugs. Bye.